Om Shanti, and welcome to all this evening, and also a big welcome to those who are joining us online, and of course welcome to our beloved Sudesh Didi, who is renowned for serving humanity. She was born in northern India to a spiritual family, and at an early age was educated in the ancient scriptures, and perhaps this is what influenced her first ambition to serve humanity. And from that time on, she has been serving humanity, and for the past 60 years, serving humanity through the Brahma Kumaris. She has traveled to over 100 countries. She has initiated projects, and she has taken on huge responsibilities. She left India in 1974 and went to London, and was served in London, and before going to Germany in 1996, where she took on the role of director of the European centers. We've all had the benefit, I think, of Sudesh Didi, her easiness, her humanity, her ability to connect so easily and effectively with us and give us really profound and very sensible and practical guidance. So this evening we have a very appropriate theme for her, that is our theme is our natural love for God. And so actually, just discussing earlier, Sudesh Didi, whilst all bombs are dropping around the world, we now have the opportunity to have the love bomb dropped by Sudesh Didi. Love is really her speciality. She spreads love wherever she goes. And so we welcome you, Sudesh Didi, and thank you for being with us this evening.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. And according to the topics today, what is the awareness? Om Love. Om Prem. To feel Baba's love, Baba's prem, naturally, because God is love. To feel God means God's love, feel God's love, goodness, truth, benevolence, mercy, forgiveness, upliftment, purification, liberation, and inheritance of all Baba's property, properties that we receive at this time, everlasting, eternal powers of Baba, is because of love that Baba has for us. And love begets love. Love creates love. As much is response to love, that much is the achievement or experience of Baba's love. Love is not one-sided. Love is in both ways. Baba expresses his love in which packet he gives the gift of his pure love. How many of you have experienced Baba's love? Some are hesitating, raising the hand. But let me explain, in fact, to recognize God's love. It's very important that I recognize how Baba presents his love. Love is not emotional. It is not physical love. It is not gross way of giving love. It is the pure energy, pure power of purification. And every day, without a fail, Baba expresses his love. How? In Murali. Love, remembrance, and good morning. To whom? Long lost and now found again children. Anyone of you who have not heard this expression? Everyone has heard, no? Those who have heard this expression, meethe, meethe, sikhi lade bachcho prati, maat pita, baap dada ka, yaad, pyar, aur good morning, and namaste. This line itself, every day, Baba is speaking, expressing his love. What he has given us in this love, 1 hour, an hour and a quarter. Now, of course, the early days, Murali used to be long. Now, though the same Muralis are there, some sentences are not in one Murali, then it comes in another Murali also. So love is the pure energy that even a little baby, a child is also experiencing. Nobody teaches love. But it is the experience of the soul. Excuse me. That we receive love letter every day. Every day, have you ever, from anyone who loves you the most, gives love every day without a fail? We have made many mistakes. We forget him, but he remembers us. And he tells us with great love, "You forget me again and again. You forget me and I remind you again and again and again." This is motherly love which sustains us. Motherly love that accepts us. Motherly love that decorates us. Motherly love that purifies us. Takes care of us, nurtures us with every day very powerful food for the thought, food for the mind, feeding every day. But some say, I don't feel love. Reason? You can feel only the taste if you taste it. When something is tasty, without tasting it, you cannot say. And also what we are eating, some things we eat which needs to be cooked, and something we eat which is fresh, we don't need to cook. Fruit, not necessary, all fruit you have to cook. Without cooking, you just hold your hand, bite it and feel it. But some fruits, some other vegetables, you need to cook and then you have the taste. Some grains you do not taste if it is not roasted or it is not cooked. For example, chickpeas. You eat without roasting them, without cooking. Would you have any taste of this chickpeas? Lentils, you eat anything without cooking. Would you taste anything? So you taste only when it is cooked. And when it is cooked, then the fragrance of what is being cooked, it spreads in the house as well, in your kitchen. And some fruits and vegetables not only just bring the fragrance in the house, but outside the house also, in the air, it is filled and expressed. So Baba's knowledge is food for the thought, food for the mind. So when we are actually reading Murali or hearing Murali, have I actually taken that food? It is not that you need to eat the whole tray full of what is offered. You do not, confusion for some is, they say, but I cannot remember Baba's Murali. I cannot remember all Murali. Baba is not expecting us that from page 1 to last 4 page, you remember every word. But take some aspect of it and cook it inside. Chew it with great love. You cannot cook without the fire of love. Experience, taking this point and rethinking, reading it again, and then what does Baba mean with this? It will automatically give you the feeling what Baba wants to say. What is his intention? What he is conveying us, inspiring us, supporting us, making us powerful in that. So it is generally, the love is felt. People generally express the love in just in one kind of picture and connect with the heart. Right? Love is felt in the heart. Where is the heart of the soul? Where is the heart of the soul? Is it here? Or it is here? Heart of the soul. Does the soul has a heart? Or only body has a heart? Body has a heart. And when we are in the body, then we feel love. Or is it the other way around? When I am not body conscious, then I feel love. So it is this heart when Baba says that Dilwala Baba, you are seated on Baba's heart throne and Baba is seated in your heart throne. In your heart, in each child's heart, Baba sits, Baba loves everyone. So it is not the physical heart, it is not physical love. It is the spiritual love, pure love, and it is felt by the soul. This physical heart can be transplanted by doctors and can be put new instrument in it. But there's this heart, it belongs to only you. It cannot fit in anyone else, a soul. Each individual soul has its own heart. Just like a physical heart, everyone's heart is his own heart, but that is the heart in the body. Just like brain is not the intellect. In the same way, heart is not the heart of the soul. The heart of the soul is in the feelings of the mind. Feelings is the mind, that's why the first versions of Baba's are Man, Mana, Bhava. Be mine, your mind. When the soul leaves the body, even this body does not feel any palpitation, does not respond anything. But it was the soul was creating that feeling, and that feeling was being expressed through the body. Body itself does not feel anything. Body does not know what is pain and what is comfort. It is the soul that feels comfort or pain. Happiness and sorrow, body does not feel. And the moment I begin to compare the love in this worldly way, I lose the thread, that relationship with Baba, to feel this love, is love. To feel Baba's love is actually natural, just like heart in the body is a natural system of physical system of the body. Palpitates, heart palpitates. But when it's the body, when the soul is in the body, then according to the thoughts, it's not that you feel them any. Thoughts come and go. But when the intellect is analyzing, realizing, thinking about over it or making decision on this, that creates the feeling in the heart. Happiness and sorrow, then heart is not experiencing, but the soul is feeling this. So in the mind, when my mind is connected with Baba, yoga of the intellect, be man manabhav, be mine with your mind. Turn your mind towards me. Focus your mind on me. Make your mind like my mind. It is God's mind. Man mana, be mine with your mind. So when I connect my mind with God's mind, I focus my mind what God wants to say, what his feelings are, what Baba's feelings are. So for that I have to be soul conscious. In body conscious, I block myself and I begin to think in a gross way of receiving love, on a gross level. And Baba says, I am making you forget your body, and you are comparing your love with physical way. It is not, it is a spiritual love. The soul experiences love. And so in soul consciousness, our thoughts are connected with Baba by having knowledge of Him. Without knowledge, we cannot have yoga. So these both energies, the both powers of the mind, of the soul, mind and intellect, these two are in harmony. Faith in the intellect and love in the feelings in the mind. Then you begin to feel, understand, then sanskaras, the love actually is expressed in the form of the virtues of giving something, of expressing something, of sharing time, energy. Baba gives every day His time. Baba remembers us every day, but the experience of His love is a very special way. The incorporeal becomes corporeal. Incorporeal, whose ever bodiless, has to come in the body, and we, those who have been in the whole cycle, 84 births we took, have been connected with body, in body conscious sometimes, in soul conscious sometimes. Now, Baba is making us bodiless. When bodiless becomes in body, but doesn't become a body, He uses His body, He uses Brahma Baba's mouth, He uses to express His love to give toli, He uses His eyes to give His drishti. But it is Baba sitting in Brahma's, because He comes from the incorporeal level to the corporeal level. From soul world, the world of silence, the world of peace, comes into the world of sound. And so He expresses His versions every day. And when I begin to understand more and more, this is why Murli is the method through which whatever part we take it. And why we are confusing ourselves? Because we want to think that whole Murli is remembered. For example, this food, it is godly food for us. You do not eat food which is cooked for the whole family. A big pot is cooked for 500 people. Does anyone expect that you eat all food? You eat and can digest what is on your plate. You can enjoy that, taste it, and you tell this thing. So whatever is there every day offered in Murli, take it inside, and then again and again appreciate that. Because many say, I really feel very much love and also power when I am hearing Murli. But as soon as I go out, I forget. What is the reason? If I am hearing, why I forget this? Because when I am sitting, my mind and intellect both are connected with Baba, and you catch the meaning behind it. So, chew it, that what few points you have received. and appreciate it. Because when you are hearing Murali, you loved it, you appreciate it. What happens? We go out. That appreciation and experience we had, even when we are outside, talking with someone, doing with someone, when some taste is there, that is not forgotten. That you still remember, isn't it? So, then from the heart, start appreciating. One point, two point, repeat it to your own self. Speak to your own self. Reignite that feeling in yourself. Will become natural and is natural. It is that when we are able to sit in food, eating with concentration or with taste, and we really enjoy it, you would have experienced that the food that you really enjoy, tasty, your face tells that you are tasting it, it's nice. And you express your feelings to your mother, Mama, it's very tasty. Now, next day, or whenever you have a special meeting, your mama will think about you and say, oh, my son, my daughter likes this food. I should cook this. If you have eaten and you have not expressed anything, she is wondering whether you liked it or not. I think Baba must be wondering whether this child liked or not. Appreciate it. Your heart will open. Enjoy it. Not only enjoy in the class, but actually feel the taste when you are outside as well. And when you have appreciated one point, next point will come automatically because they are connected. So it is food for the mind. And it is important. Why we lose the experience? Because we read only the sentences which repeat. The wordings are the same. But the what Baba expresses, same word is truth. Truth never changes. Truth will remain same. So he will use the same language again and again. Because it is with love, Baba has cooked food. One day, Dadi Janki went, but Dadi Janki was sharing her experience. She went to say good morning to Baba. And she says, Baba, what are you doing? He says, I am cooking food for my children. So Baba is creating that taste in himself and also giving this. As a mother, he also experiences, churns, and presents to us on this level, what in this worldly level. He gives an examples of that as well. And why it is that lose the importance? We think it is the same every day. It is same every day. But it is food. So food has to be eaten every day. No? Have you ever said that, oh, since I am born, every day I am drinking water. Every day my mother is giving water. Every day my mother is giving me milk. Whatever she is feeding. You eat every day or same bread. You never say, oh, every day same piece of bread. You think it is necessary. And then you begin to feel the taste of it. So when it is food for the thought, so if I don't eat, I will not actually have the power in me. So understanding, intellect has to have the right decision, right understanding, and feed the mind. So it is food for me, which Baba is giving me every day, fresh with different taste. The same thing is cooked, but it is cooked in very different dishes. So Baba also cooks this food, gives with love. To take this Murli as Baba's love letter, or take the loving food that Baba has prepared. Another aspect is the soul has become weak, and Baba says the whole world is sick, has become with the ill feelings, have become ill, sick. Then doctor gives medicine. For example, even ordinary thing, you have a cough and cold, and doctor gives you syrup and some medicine, and you feel that it has helped you. Doctor says, take 3 times this dose. You never say, same dose again and again. Or you actually, when you feel good, you say, doctor, I want the same medicine. It helped me before. So this block, what we block our experience of appreciation, because intellect has not really understood and have the faith in intellect become victorious. So Baba says, I have yoga of the intellect with me. Yoga of the intellect with me. Man mana bhav, be mind the other mind. So then your heart meets the feeling of the soul will appreciate automatically. The heart of the soul is the pure mind. It will make the mind cool and calm, but only when the intellect has faith in it. So I, the soul, create these feelings, understanding, and feel what it is for. It's medicine. And it is necessary unless my chronic disease of vices and weaknesses is removed. I need to drink this syrup. I need to drink this nectar. And thank you, Baba, that you are making me immortal and making me healthy. Healthy mind is healthy body. Even physical sicknesses are psychosomatic. So then, in order to be healthy in the body as well, this medicine helps the soul psychologically. It does not hold on to the physical karmic account with the body. It helps the soul to handle the situation with great care and attention, not with worry, not with fear, not with frustration. So Baba's love is indirect, making us healthy, making us wealthy, making us happy. He has come to remove our sorrow. And sorrow is sickness. What is sorrow? It's suffering. And when body is sick, you begin to suffer. Then you are healthy and happy. So Baba is also making us healthy and happy, and he is giving this medicine for us, and we take with care and attention. Then it is doctor's love to make you healthy. But Baba says, more he says, I love you as you are becoming worthy children to claim your inheritance. So he gives us, his love is not to offer us temporary things. His love is to give us permanent, everlasting things. Has my intellect really understood this? And when my intellect has faith this, that whatever Baba is giving is everlasting. And so when you receive from something, care, attention, support, cooperation, protection. At the time of need, sudden gifts, love expresses itself. And Baba, without wording, without any physical words, means gross way. He is giving in a subtle way the love that soul can feel from Baba. And result is that in the golden age, with this happiness of sanskaras, happiness, because sorrow is removed from our sanskaras and happiness is given, we carry the sanskaras of happiness for 2,500 years. Body doesn't become ill. Mind doesn't become unhappy. Sanskaras are divine. So divinity becomes a reality. Healthy body, beautiful body, long life, ever happy life. Health. As a teacher, he is teaching me without charging any fees. Appreciate this. He is teaching every day. Same lesson I forget. He never gets angry. He never gets upset. He is never tired. He never loses hope. So relationship. So what I want to say, whatever Baba is offering us through relationships with him. And relationship means love. When love is there, relationship becomes trustworthy and very connected with each other. So Baba also bodiless, incorporeal, and yet becomes corporeal to give us the experience of his love, to make us feel his love. But here what mistake we make, which we cannot feel God's love. We begin to compare or imagine God's love with the physical worldly love, because we have, many people have not experienced selfless love from their parents. Sometimes very difficult life, childhood life, and so they, inside, they don't experience, don't want to accept God my mother or God my father, because say, oh, my father used to hit me every day. My mother never loved me. He loved my brother, but not me. So we begin to compare the weaknesses of human beings and comparing, thinking, imagining actually, not comparing, imagining the same image that what we experienced from the human beings, we begin to imagine that in relationship with God is same. But it is not like that. It comes again, body consciousness, again and again, it comes to compare. But God's love is selfless love. He does not have any, he doesn't want any kind of in praise from us. He doesn't want any fees from us. He doesn't want any kind of hard work for us. He wants to give everything in enjoyment. This understanding, this will open the heart, honest heart, loveful heart, dedication in the heart, generosity in the heart, forgiveness in the heart. And then Baba says, when you are really bodiless, it means you are at that time becoming the embodiment of the godly qualities. Bodiless means I am a soul, and my personality at that time is godly personality. When we are, for example, having a physical body, our surname, our culture, our habits, our personality, it is more influenced by the physical parents. And we experience limited happiness and sorrow from physical parents. God does not have any, doesn't want any name and fame from us. He doesn't have any expectations that we can give him something very special gift and he would be happy. He's always giver. And so in this relationship, godly relationship is selfless relationship. And so when I appreciate this, Baba's selflessness and his concern to make me worthy, giving every day time to me, love will become natural in the heart. So relationship opens our heart, feelings good. And it is also wisdom that God is giving, making us powerful. Of course, sometimes when we become body conscious, some 2,500 years, old sanskaras are strong. And in order to conquer that, he is that at that time say, you are warriors, now follow my direction. Art to use the powers or the weapons he has given to us. And that is also in the Murli. Muyuktis and methods, which consciousness I should use them. So, feel God's love by giving him love also. Accept that relationship and you begin to experience his support in every action. Inner happiness will be automatically. But our subconscious mind is again thinking of what we have not received. Another aspect is that we focus the things which we have not received and we forget what we have received. Appreciating what I have received, on the basis of that, other things that I want will automatically be magnetic, will come to me. But because of being body conscious and dusty and rusty, Baba's magnetic energy does not pull us. Magnet is the same. But if the soul has the influence of the past relationships, Baba says, forget the body. Forget the bodily relations. It is not forgetting the way the mother is mother, father is father, but forget the way that you had experienced them. And now enjoy the method that I am giving you the power. I give you the power to the soul. So when I open the doors, the blocked energy that I have collected birth after birth from human beings, then I begin to, and I lose the trust in God as well, then it is difficult to experience Baba's power. So I need to actually, in order to experience the love of the teacher, I have to be a regular student. I have to do the homework. And very simple way, Baba has taught me that this is what is, you receive the degree of the divinity. I am making you, changing you from human being to divine beings. But it will, not that I will become in the golden age, I will become now at present time. And so this divinity, through divine manners, through divine maryadas, through divine seva, all these four subjects that Baba has given, knowledge, knowledge making into yoga. Knowledge is the base to have yoga with Baba. And with yoga, knowledge helps me to understand myself, understand Baba, so mind thinks in this way, in this method, I am a soul and I am a pure and peaceful soul. This belief in intellect then automatically connects me with faith and I become faithful to Baba. Relationship, he says, you are worthy child to claim the inheritance. And always he says, how can you forget such a beautiful, beloved last sentence of the Murli? The bridegroom can never forget. The beloved cannot forget. The lover cannot forget the beloved. So what is meaning of this relationship? Beloved and lover, lover and beloved. It means loyalty and faith. Loyalty. Am I really loyal? Is my dedication from the pure heart? So when I see what is missing in me and I create that kind of feeling of loyalty in me and I also become an obedient child. As a child, I take everything from Baba. And as bride, I surrender everything to Baba. This relationship then, it's always, Baba says, just like a wife remembers the husband, it is not a physical relationship again. It is the relationship that Baba, the bridegroom, takes me, liberates Sita from the jail of Ravan and takes me into the palace of happiness. What expression Baba used? I change you from thorn to flower. I change you from shell to diamond. He's telling me the truth. He's Satguru. Do I see myself with the same light as Baba's light? Or I think it is just an example. Of course, I am not becoming a gross diamond, but quality of the diamond. Understanding this, just like heart, feeling of the mind is in our heart. Light, eye of our intellect, sees how the things are, and then embodiment of that quality is our sanskaras. Feeling doubt, feeling waste, creating waste thoughts, it becomes automatically our action, reaction, interaction with defects and old sanskaras, that becomes our personality. So God is making me not only my body healthy, but actually healing me, the soul. As a doctor, as a teacher, he is making me worthy. As a child, he is making me capable, an heir child, to claim all inheritance. Relationship creates the feeling. If relationship is not there, feeling cannot emerge. Love begets love. He says, you are seated on my heart throne. Is it a gross throne? It's a big unlimited throne, limitless. And the power of this pure love is that he doesn't see our weaknesses. He makes me aware what my weaknesses are, but he cures my weaknesses. Surgeon does not hate the patient's sickness. Surgeon visualizes health, cure. In the same way, Baba makes me aware of this weakness you have and I give you treatment. Now you take this medicine every day and then you begin to trust the doctor because he cures you. But if you don't take this medicine, You are not experiencing anything. So we create the feeling when we believe in Baba the way he believes in us. He sees we are really diamonds, means valuable. He changes us from valueless life to a valuable life. So think one relation, one by one, and you are able to feel the subtlety or the depth of Baba's love. And then result is happiness. Baba's love always is pure and selfless. And it can be experienced not only just sitting in meditation. Love is not limited. It is limitless love. Not only that when I sit in meditation, I feel Baba's love, and when I'm cooking food, I don't feel love. Walking, talking, sitting, eating, cooking, traveling, not limited hours either. Love is limitless. It means not a boundary, unlimited, which continues for the whole cycle. So living in love, unlimited love, will naturally, you are feel, then this, as is the weather, you feel cold or hot, as Baba said. So you create that weather inside, you create that feeling inside. And more mind is pure, the soul is cured. Heart is clean. Baba says, my virtues and my power sits in you. This is that you feel then. It is his power sits in us. It is his love sits in us. It is good wishes sits in us. Dot will not come in. He comes and sits in Brahma's body, but he does not sit in every, but he sits in everybody's heart. Means all his powers are sitting in us. Just like mother says, you are the part of my heart. You are the jewel of my eyes. 6-foot child cannot fit in the eye of the mother. So we have to understand God's language as well. When we understand God's language, we also open to experience his love, because it's the analogy, it's an example that are used. It's not gross. Just like heart, gross heart is not the soul. The soul does not have this heart of palpitation. But it is the heart with mind and intellect. Intellect creates the palpitation. How I think, how I understand, how I analyze, accordingly my heart begins to feel. If I have doubt, it blocks itself. If I have clarity, make myself happy. It's not the physical heart that is palpitating. Happiness, joy, inner qualities are experienced through this. So let us practical have this experience by creating. Baba has offered all relationship with me, so I should accept this. The main thing is faith in the intellect, and that is knowledge. Knowledge becoming yoga. Yoga enables us to have dharana. Dharana does service of the self and service of others. And sometimes Baba says, knowledgeable child are my beloved child. Sometimes he says, those who make others like themselves, they are my beloved child. Those who are serviceable, they are my beloved child. Those who are bodiless, they are my beloved child. He is open to love in every aspect and gives love, but my receiver is closed. If my lid is closed, no matter how much water or nectar is put in it, I would not feel. So I have to open myself once again with attention and care to experience all relationships, and all types of unlimited love will flow through my heart and that will go to others, to drishti, to happiness, through good wishes, through pure feelings, through good behaviors, through supporting each other. It becomes the embodiment, we become the embodiment of virtues, and everyone, human beings also love each other when there are exchange of virtues. Same applies to God. When I exchange my virtues in God's task, God is happy. And we are happy when we are using God's virtues. So virtues are, we are letting go our weaknesses and filling ourselves with Baba's virtues. So we are giving the return of his efforts. Though he does not want, he says, you help me. This is his humility. This is also love. And he is happy with small transformation in us. Only little transformation. But if I think it's very difficult, I block myself again. Appreciate. Keep it as a treasure. And you will really feel the doors are open. Heart is open to receive. Means pure heart, loving heart, happy heart, generous heart, forgiving heart, gold heart. Make us golden aged. Om Shanti. Yeah.